Similar emotion, intensity of emotion. Very often people drive down the emotions. In our yoga, all emotions are purified, not dried, intensified. So much intensified that all emotions become divine. It's by intensity. If you are a friend, the sense of loyalty in friendship, at any cost loyalty, now that is called intensity of friendship. If you love, you love intensely, without reserve, deeply, no bargaining at all, which often happens in love. I love you, therefore you must do something for me. No, not at all, no bargain. If you love, love truly, intensely, and you will find it will become divine love. The human love is transformed into divine love if you truly love. Don't dry it away. Drying is a process by which you weaken, whereas you must develop the intensity. Purify and develop. In love there are lessons of jealousy, horrible thing. Therefore, even that has to be sacrificed. Love without jealousy, that's called intensity and purity of love. Not like Othello, wrong example of love. Develop the body to the fullest extent. The health, strength, agility of the body. All the three things should be achieved. Health, strength and agility. You can add also the beauty of the body. Develop the beauty of the body. If you stand before the divine, you should be beautiful, even physically, no? All of you are beautiful, therefore you must remember, you are all worthy of divine presence. So preserve this beauty and go before the divine with intensity of beauty. So these two processes, purification and development. Along with these two is the concentration. Concentration is the main thing. Purity and development are the two instruments by which you can increase that concentration. Purification on the right side, development on the left side. In the center is the concentration. With this triple method, take all the instruments and apply these three methods. That is the secret of integral yoga. Instead of only one single faculty, put all the faculties together. Then you don't need to do so many exercises as in Hatha Yoga or in Raja Yoga. All other processes can be eliminated. Keep only these three processes, purification, development, concentration. Integral purification, integral development, integral concentration. That is the secret of integral yoga. Sri Aurobindo has used the word all-receiving concentration. One expression. All-receiving concentration. In every process of concentration, whether you are studying or playing or simply watching, all the time receive the Divine. The Divine is always pouring on you. That we must remember all the time. All the time Divine is pouring, the rains of heaven are already on us. Only we are closed with umbrellas. So we don't receive. We don't receive the pouring of the rains of the Divine. So if you remove your umbrellas, be absolutely open, it will become all receiving concentration. The Divine will come to you from all sides. The Divine will come to you through your will, He will come to you through your emotion, He will come to you through your intellectual discrimination, through your body, through your mind, through everything. Whatever you do, offer to the Divine. Remember the Divine. Be with the Divine. This is the simple and very complex process. Simple yet complex. Simple and complex process of all receiving concentration. This is Sri Aurobindo's discovery after years. For us it is now easy because we have the advantage now of Sri Aurobindo's great labor to find out what is the essence of every yoga, what can be eliminated so that we can, in one lifetime, we can achieve the highest result. So he found out all receiving concentration is the one formula. And then you get integral Divine. The aim will be to realize integral Divine. In the case of Karma Yoga, you knew only the will of God. In Jnana Yoga, you know only the being of God. In Bhakti Yoga, you know only the love of God. But if you want to know all the three together, the being of God, the will of God, love of God, then integral yoga is necessary. So when you do integral yoga, you know all the three together. If you don't know all the three together, it's only because your process may be halfway in one case, halfway in the other case, halfway in the third case, or little proportions, different proportions. You may be a great karma yogi, but very little jnana yogi. Then you will know the will of God, but not the stuff of God. Or only partly. But if you do karma yoga, bhakti yoga and jnana yoga together, as Sri Aurobindo says, if you ride a chariot of three wheels at the same time, simultaneously, then you can see the speed with which your chariot will run and achieve the goal. Now I'll read to you page number 37. All that I have spoken to you is written in chapter number 3 and 4 and 5 of the introduction, not 4 and 5 of the main book, but of the introduction. Then there are 5 chapters. First chapter is Life and Yoga. Second chapter is called The 3 Steps of Nature. Third chapter is called The Threefold Life. And the fourth chapter is The Systems of Yoga. I have told you about all the systems of yoga. It is from this chapter. So although we are only dealing with one line, of the second paragraph of the first chapter. In fact, you have finished the whole chapter, in fact. This fourth chapter, you almost finished the whole chapter. If you read now by yourself, you will be able to understand very easily. And now I'm doing the fifth chapter, the synthesis. You have already done the much part of this fifth chapter already. But now I'll read to you one paragraph so that your mind becomes absolutely firm. Now I'll read to you this paragraph. The synthesis we propose cannot then be arrived at either by combination in mass or by successive practice. You cannot do each yoga one by one. First you do Hatha Yoga, then you do Raja Yoga, then you do Karma Yoga, then you do Jnana Yoga, then you do Karma Yoga. If you do like that in succession, it will be such a long process that it can never be finished. So Sri Aurobindo says, it cannot be done by successive practice, nor can you do by combination mass. Simultaneously you do pranayama, asana, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, simultaneously. That also won't be possible. So synthesis cannot be achieved either by combination in mass or by successive practice. It must therefore be effected by neglecting the forms and outsides of the yogic disciplines. You neglect all the details of each yoga, and seizing rather on some central principle common to all. I told you common principles: development, purification, concentration. So Sri Aurobindo says, if you seize on some central principle common to all, we should include and utilize in the right place and proportion their particular principles. You seize on some central dynamic force which is the common secret of the divergent methods, and capable therefore of organizing a natural selection and combination of their varied energies and different utilities. This was the aim which we set before ourselves at first, when we entered upon our comparative examination of the methods of nature and the methods of yoga, and we now return to it with the possibility of hazarding some definite solution. Right? We have done this paragraph already. How to arrive at a synthesis, integration of yoga? If you can seize upon one common principle, one dynamic power, which is common to all, then you'll solve the problem. Now you open page number 40. This paragraph gives you that central secret when everything can be combined together. The method we have to pursue then is to put our whole conscious being, that's a very important, whole conscious being, will, intellect, body, mind, emotion, everything. The method we have to pursue then is to put our whole conscious being into relation and contact with the Divine, and to call Him. The rain of the Divine should pour upon you. So call Him in to transform our entire being into His. We should be drenched with the waters of the Divine. Remove all obstructions by which we close our mind and body and life. If you open completely to the Divine, then we shall be drenched by the waters of the Divine. To call in Him to transform our entire being into His, so that in a sense, God Himself, the real person in us, becomes the sadhaka of the sadhana. He Himself becomes the sadhaka. If He enters into us, then much of our labor is gone, because He will do the sadhana Himself. That is a great secret found, to allow the Supreme Himself to enter into us and do the sadhana. So that in a sense, God Himself, the real person in us, becomes the sadhaka of the sadhana, as well as the master of the yoga, by whom the lower personality is used as a center of a divine transfiguration and the instrument of its own perfection. This is a polished way of saying that you become drenched. It's a poetic way of saying you become drenched by the Divine. You become center of the divine transfiguration. Our lower personality, our head and body, all are drenched by the divine waters. Our lower personality becomes a center of transfiguration of the divine. It becomes instrument of its own perfection. So this is the answer to this question. Now if you do this, we are now coming to the end of the whole idea. What is integral yoga? You answered, integral yoga is the integration of all the aims of yogas, all the instruments of different systems of yoga, and all the processes, but in an integrating manner. Integrating manner is threefold: development, purification and concentration of all the faculties, of whole being. Putting all the three into the contact with the Divine, invite the waters of the Divine, be drenched, then He will do everything else. If you do this on your part, He will do the rest. That is the system of integral yoga. In one simple life, single life, you can do all the processes. You can attain to the highest perfection if you follow this process.